So Reb Chaim had the suffik, Masech Masofa, which we saw, if you recall, yesterday, those over here. You make sure, also Nisim, Meshech, Yonah, Achar Adlaka. Okay, against the Shulchan Aruch. That is the question. If you see someone else's candles, you haven't lit yet, to make a bracha now, do you wait? We discussed that question yesterday at some length, based on the Rashi, those who were just looking in, Chof Gimel and Aleph, who Rashi discusses the Rashi Haroah, it's a long Rashi. At the end of it, Lo Hizkuka Bracha to Alamisha Lo Hidlik Bebeso Adayim. And on the Mem at the bottom it says, V'she'ein Daito Lahadlik Biatzmo. That turns everything upside down. You haven't lit yet, but you do plan to light later on. According to the way I read Rashi, you would make a Sheros Nisim on the way home and you see it in somebody's window. And according to the Mordechai at the bottom, you would not. So Reb Chaim says, I don't know who's right. Because we saw the Rambam's Lashon. Means you always make a bracha. It's the same shahr as a bracha. So a bracha says adlaka. But no agak rach biatzmo. Lot is called a days. We have nizer. She ought to be basic. Ness says achay mincha. Lo lahabit bechalonos mi bechutz. Shlo yischaya be bracha saroa le kama poskim. He looked down. We help from shul. And Hanukkah, he looked down not to look through anyone's windows. Amazing. What about the bracha himself? The first night, he followed Shulchan Aruch, all three brachas. Thereafter, he lit one candle, and afterward lit one candle, and he said Shas and Nisim, and lit the remainder of the Neiros. Why? Mamadashach. If it's a bracha Saroa, so good. And if it's a bracha Mitzvah, you can still make the bracha because you're still also a Mitzvah, because the other candle's still to be lit. Okay? Wow. That's what he says. Sorry. There's only one candle. You can't light before and after there's one candle. What? But he's a pilpul over here, which was a discussion we'll see in a minute. Can you make a bracha on a heder? Because in effect, Chaim is saying, not on a hadlik on the heder, but in case Shasan Isim is an ovalas yosan, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk should be said before the first candle. Now, on the second night, he made it after the first, before the second, implying that he can make a bracha on the second nair as well. That's Adka. So here we have the Chumash of Kiv Eger, which was also mentioned a number of times, both yesterday and I think even last week. Adura Tinyana, Simen Yud Gimel. Someone lit, Baruch Hashem, eighth day. Today's the eighth day. He forgot. What do you do? In the middle. You have eight candles. And there's someone in the middle. You remember that you had not made the bracha yet. He says, you can certainly make. Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. Then he says,
you cannot made a bracha for all
they did. No, just the eighth day, I forgot. Obviously, it's for Shechayana, yeah. Shechayana, we only hadn't made a bracha, yeah. Right? Correct. Otherwise, we're not Shechayana. Correct. Even though to argue with the Bach quotes to Mordechai, right? And there's a whole discussion of what exactly the Mordechai said, what he meant. See, he's down the footnotes, trying to. There's a whole discussion based upon the Ran, which we saw, and the Raj, which we saw. Haroah Shtayim Mavarech. Yistavavish Lohidik Lohidik on the Sobesov, Eina Osb Ladik Valayla. That's the Mordechai's Girsa. Otherwise, we're not making bracha. Lomatzinu Yotzim in Amitza, Vachozer Mavarech Alariya. That's called the Halach and Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Ayin Ve'av Siv Gimel. Open the Mishnah Brewer's Rebosai. That will open up. Tofresh Ayin Vav Siv Gimel. See what it says. Mish lo hidlik ben osad lahadik vos alayla. Ke mahadik in olav mesov beso. Kshiro an erchanik ag mevorach shos an isin. At first I shall be yonu. Fine. At
Kan. So, this is what the Rashba says, it's Kapasin and Shulchan Aruch. He says over here, some say even in Madligan Alba Sok Beso, Stumming a Baruch on the Riyah, that's wrong. Okay. In any event, so even those who hold this way, Madlekas Ishto Ola Beveso, Eina Mavarach Ala Riyah, as if your wife makes for you a bracha, you would not make a bracha on the Riyah, that's what many poskim say. Hanukkeman Shiyote Ba'adloka, Imkein Adloka Berchosu Kilu Hidliku Beveso, since your wife lit for you and she made a bracha, it's if you made the bracha. Ma'ashein Kein Hecha the Hidlik Velo Birich, no one made a bracha. Mechitesa, name of the Gigra Kocha B'mash Hidlik Me'ilu Lo Hidlik V'yemuchiyu B'birch Asner Chanaka Mitzad Roa Chibishul Shehidlik Amkein Poka B'menu Chiyu Zeh. Okay, that's all shows of this. L'chad Chila all before. This is the easy part. That comes the part which is relevant to us. Achlin Yibirch Asla Hadlik L'chor Kvar Gomer Mitzvosa Miyak Shehidlik Ner Echad. The Masha Moses and Neres Rakhman was Hid the Mitzvah. Well, Shach Levarach Alov, right? Broch on Hid the Mitzvah, whoever is doing. In Lavi Rai, the Shach Levarach Alov Hid, the Dana Mevarach Alov Kol B'nei Beso. After Medina Nerishu Beso, and in Bechlal, Mahadrin, yes. The fact that we do it, it's a proof positive you can make a bracha on what? On Mahadrin. I think it's correct. No, Zeino. Well, why is it wrong? The Shani Hossam came and the Ritzon of the Yosmeh Mahadrin Kavanosu Shalalotis Mishalzeh Amadik Memele Mechuya Medina. As the Mogan Avram says in Torfesh Ayin Vo Ayin Zayin Sivkoton Tes. Who's the author of that? The Maharil. The Maharil says you can have Kavanah Shalalotis. We all saw yesterday, all of us that were here, that the Marashal disagrees. And says you cannot, Kavanah Shalotzis does not work. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this and it basically fundamentally paskins this way, even though you're not mocha by those who disagree. Tafresh Ayin Zayin, here in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata on Tez Zayin, Yeshna Poskim Sovin, with small little chafeyas in the Sharatzian, Beis Yosef, Mashar, Prichosh, whoa, three big people. Achet the Chazal Patru, like that, Lokas Ishto, Lo Kokamine, Lo Meni Rots, for the Tez Mishal Ishti. Therefore, you want to light yourself, make sure to do it without a bracha. That's the best way to do it. Don't make a bracha yourself. It's an omit to somebody else. Why would it work? Kavanah Shalotzis? We had it this morning. Everyone, who was in shul this morning? Said hallo? The chazan said a bracha first? You answered amen? And you made your own bracha afterwards? How'd you do that? Kavanah Shalotzis. Right? No. So the Birkei Yosef says that the pshat is, that's a chi of gabra. I don't want to be yotze, no problem. But here's the chivas bias. You're you like it or not. It's a mezuzah right door, you're like it or not, as long as I'm a member of the household. So that's what I thought. We should have to be machmir, like the Beis Yosef, the Marshal, and the Prichodesh, that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatim, that Kavanah does not work. If it does not work, you're left with only one conclusion. You make a bracha mahadrin. There's no other way out. Your Hashulchan screams and yells from the Galia Masechta. What we do is a bracha of Atalat a million times over on Chanukah according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam understands Mahadrin, that one person lights multiples. But the father should light, and then the son lights. So a bracha of Atalat. Yes?
Is because it's the wife, or if the husband and wife are together and there's a son in the house?
Again, that's a very good question. It's an excellent question. Husband and wife are unique. Are unique, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Tofresh Ein Av Skotes. Mahadrin levad mi ishto shiit gufo. You're right. But Kavanah Shalotzis will not work. The answer is, I don't need a Kavanah Shalotzis. I'll be a Mahadrin. You make a Bracha Mahadrin. But Baal V'Yishto, there is no Bracha Mahadrin. No. Yes?
And when you make a Shechem every night, you're making Bracha on the Hadrin. Then every night you got
a candle. What a great idea. We saw the Rich Boy yesterday said, you make the Bracha Shasanissim every night before the last candle. Because that's the nace of that night. So you're saying it's Seisha Shem. Who? It's a little bit much. It's true, it's a new miracle. It's true. But it's all part of the same miracle. So we don't make a new Shechion each time. It's a very good question. I like it. Anyway, this is a discussion. Okay? Let's go on a little bit further. So I want to first show you, those who have a Rambam,
probably no one has Hagos. My Menil, the other four Rambam. Perek Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, Penuchos Chanukah. To read it to you. Here we go. Hagos Maimi writes as follows. Im dato da hat be bes un nire de insorg le vorach al aria at she is sad der kulon ala had lock up be bes be khay kosav rabia midi da havi as suka de misad of lu kulu akasa. What does that mean? When we make kiddush on sukkahs, what do? You make a leisha besukkah, you make a shechiyano, all the brachas are mesudar on the coast, even though they don't necessarily have the shackles of Kiddush. Doesn't matter. Here too, the Birchas Aroa really does have nothing to do with Hadlaka. They'll misadder it together with the Hadlaka. That's what he says. Now the Meiri says, we saw this in the Shara Tzion yesterday, you can make a bracha of Shasnis and Shechayanu with no candles. With no candles, none. It's on the day. We saw that the Mishnah Shartzia quotes it, the Hilchos Megillah doesn't like it, so the other Megillah and Purim, but that's what the Miri says. So he says, now, fine, according to Rav Chaim, as we saw before, the Takan is on the Re'iyah, not on Adlaka, or at the Miri, on the day, they'll Mesadar it on the Adlaka. You can argue, they Mesadar it either on the Adlaka or on the Re'iyah. But you shouldn't say brocha than Bashuk, Stamkach. And that's what some of the Mepharshim say. It's every Emek Brocha says that you make a brocha only on Neis Hatzolah the Rabbin. What's that? The Nitzachon of the Melchama. The fact that we had a miracle in the last 8 days, it didn't save us, we wouldn't have died otherwise, and could have done other ways, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Now, it's interesting. I read to you before the Rabbi Kiveg about the Bach. So the Bach that he's referring to, I'll read it to you, if anyone has a tour, I'll read it to you myself. The Bach has a tough Reish I involved. Read it to you. Here we go. So the tour says, V'davka she'en osud l'hazik she'en malikin olav. Even not just he didn't light yet, like the Mordechai. If he's gonna light, then there's no bracha of Sanisim when you saw. Okay, says the Bach was a ghost maimini. Okay, but if you're not gonna light that night, make a bracha on the rear. Fine. Quotes to Rashi. It's the only time you don't make a bracha if they lit already for you in your house, but they didn't light yet, even though you plan to light later in your own house, still should make a bracha and the hachmatzah mitzvah against the Torah, against the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes it that way, right? Quotes Agos Maimini as well. Fine. So different opinions. But it's remarkable. The Bach seems to say, Rashi and Rashi like the Mordechai, it was the Chiyuv Gavra, Rabosai, Lohodos Al Hanes. Every person has an obligation, Lohodos Al Hanes. That's what he says. The impression conveyed, Abel Hodol Hanes, Chiyuv Al Gufo, not just on Beso, on Gufo. Umizela Niftak Shemadlikin Olam. Losh Ame Shemeshaz Abrosh Ochon Ame. Can the pressure in the back, the Mechayev is not the Rabosai, the Chiyav Re'iyah. Maybe there is no Chiyav Re'iyah. It's a Chiyav Odoh. But the Chiyav Odoh cannot be done in the Shuk. So you have to have the Chiyav Odoh, you have to have a Re'iyah to know what's the Mechayev, what causes the obligation. The Lashon of the Mordechai is Tarek Liros and Neiros. Chimus to see. According to the back, the Chimus to make a bracha, but you can't make a bracha without seeing. Big difference. Someone who's blind is a problem. Big problem. So the psak halacha is that you someone else lies and you answer amen. Just to sound, that's the psak, lemaisa. You don't have time to go into
the
it.
The back would be a
field thing. Yeah, certainly some aspect, for sure. For sure. Good. So is the question of chiyav rehi or chiyav bracha? That's the question. That's the question. Fine. Much more to be said, but time is a wasting. There is a Tshuvas Rambam. This is something quite amazing. You can make Sha'as Nisim 100 times in a night. See a new candle. Nachamal. No one passed away. But this is, that Tshuva actually does exist. I don't believe it for a minute, but he said you could do it. We had yesterday's discussion, the Lashon of the Ritva was a little problematic. You make it twice. The one of Chazar from yesterday's year, make it twice. Then we had the Yoshev Misfina aspect, Rav Osai. The Yoshev Misfina. The Yoshev Misfina, as Rashi quotes as an example, of somebody who was going to make a bracha of Shas Nisim on the Re'iyah. See the Rashi? Right by the small little men. We left off before. Chav Gimel Manav. Or the Yoshev Misfina. What does that mean? So, Marsham says, an open boat, to my boat people here, not the Queen Elizabeth II. I don't know. That their quarters are fancier than where I live. You've been in my house, you know what it looks like, more or less. I mean, it's fancier on those cruises than my house. It means an open boat, a canoe, a rowboat, or even a bigger boat, which is open to the elements. It's not considered to be a house. And therefore, that's what he says. Rashi says, Yoshev Misfina, you have no home. Familiar, apart from lying that night, you have no home. Again, if you have a home somewhere else, you should put the shliach light there, as we mentioned already yesterday. He has no home. He's in a boat. Homeless. Interesting, the Maharsham says that to be contrasted with the trains of his day. He lived 100 years ago, he already had trains. There is a train. They give you your own private quarters and this and that. Or those old Pullman cars that they had that can go to sleep in them. I think that's what he's referring to. I don't think he means the New York City subway. I don't believe that he considered that to be a residence. Okay, we'll leave that out. So, I think it means something more like the old kind of train we had, your own car, etc., etc., etc. In the train, your own little private quarters. That's what he understood. Okay? It's interesting, some of a different pshat in Sfina. He just has another candle. There's another candle, that's why. I said the Vilna Gaon seems to have a pshat, had to trash like the Mordechai. Don't matter if you're in your house. Even if you have a candle, once a man in your house, you don't have to light on the boat. That's what he suggests. To make a bracha on the Re'iyah, as the Mordechai said, they did not light and will not light. Okay, fine. There's an interesting lashon in the Rashi, Rabbi Osai. The very beginning of the Rashi. Haroah, ha'ovah b'shuk, v'roah b'achad ha'chatzeres dolek. Why does Rashi say shuk and chatzeres? Haroah, what's the difference? So they quote a vort from one of the Gedolei Hadorah, Beryl Pravarsky, from the Panovich Yeshiva. He said, no, Rashi is Medayek. You are passing in the market, and you see one of the Chatzeres with a Ner Chanukah lit. You are participating in the Pesume Nisa of the one who lit the candle. So therefore, you are part of a mitzvah Hadlaka. The hadlaka is done by the madlik for the purpose of those who are rowing. Since it was done for you, and you're passing by now in the street, in the market, so that's why you make a bracha of she'asa nisin la'avoseinu. As opposed to somebody, for example, of chafala from the bays, where it says over here, v'shasa sakana, end of the narrow lines, v'nichal shulchana v'dayo, and I walk into someone's house, and I see his candle on the table, he said you would not make a bracha. Because that bracha was not meant for Pesumenisa. Wow. Wow, we. Especially going to the Bris Kerov we mentioned last week. It's a new takana. A new takana without the sumeniza. So therefore you would not make a bracha. The poskim say you would not make a bracha on the candles and shul. The guy has no house. He comes to a town. Let him make a bracha on the candles and shul? No. Because no one's yotzei in shul. It's just a minute. And therefore you cannot make a bracha on that. Quanta b'kivega you saw. That's a question. You're not make a bracha on the neiris of Hidur. Kivega said yes. You make a bracha on the neiris of Hidur. That's the whole part. You make a bracha on the neiris of Hidur. Even though he claimed you cannot make a lahazak on the neiris of Hidur, which we dispute because it's based on the other poskim, but he agrees you can make a bracha rechas haroa on the neiris of Hidur. What about after half an hour? Half an hour passed through. Can you make a bracha haroa? What do you say? Last week, the riff said after half an hour, you can blow it out. You can use it for your own personal pleasures. So therefore, the some who say it's not an erchanik anymore. That's a look at the marshal. It's not an erchanik mitzvah anymore. And yeah. However, I saw the Meiri says in mosif mosif in lo. If you add. It's considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore the sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, the same author as Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, it was his earliest form, says that for that reason he thinks that even after half an hour he still can make a Birchos Haroa. He claims that's Pshat and a Ritva, which I'm not sure is really true. Here on Chaf Aleph and Beis, I read you the words of the Ritva, and we have to get this thing fixed. I can show you things. Anything happening? Who's on the case? Is this permanent? I mean, if it is, it is. We're Torah Shabbat Peh, but I feel that I can't show you things. Okay? Inam Elishiura. You have to give Shemen right in half an hour. After that, listen carefully to the words. You can blow it out, you can have Hano. Then he says, Vuadin im kovsa me'alea afilu tov ashir kerem shekamal im kovsa ein tov kaklo. If it goes out even in the middle of the half an hour, so there's no problem. Even though while it's still on, also the shtamish the yoro the hearts of both connect them. Zeba o shedolekes. Why? Umishum bizui mitzvah. Abel kevin she'osaba mitzvosa. Suleka mishum bizui mitzvah, the tashmishi mitzvain in his rocking, the ficha kol shakova ner, have over as my mitzvasa, la osa laila, kishara laila smitzah chwitihi, and erecha mishem and echa, vizebor. So, what did Ritva say over here? What did he say? So the Hilchos Chag B'Chag interprets that this bizui mitzvah. On what he spoke about at the beginning, which is what? After the shir. I'm not sure that's really true. It wasn't clear to me that he said that. Maybe he means within the shir. Not clear. In any event, as follows. The roeh maybe can make a bracha after the half an hour. And he gives the following reductio ad absurdum proof that it's true. We saw in the rush the 2 days over here in Avchafalv and Beis. Either Achatich Leregel, and it's too late to light after that, or the Shiura in half an hour. And the rush suggests the Shans argue with each other. So, according to the first day, there's no Shir. So, 1 second is enough. Check there, if 1 second is enough, how are you going to make Shasunis? 1 second is enough. After 1 second, it's like if for us, you have to have an hour. Just like it's ridiculous to say after 1 second you can't make a bracha. It's the actual something. So too for us, after half an hour you can still make a bracha. That's his proof. The fascinating proof. Others can disagree, but that's what he says. Fine. Again, the discussion of a bracha on Hidur, the main focus, I told you, is Rabbi Akiva Eger. He's the one who talks about it the most. That's the classical svarim. and we'll see what he passes the halacha. Again, I'll do it to Yana, Simen Yud Gimel. Says like this, the guy forgot until after he finished Adlaka. Maybe he can still make a bracha. Why? You need Dr. Tichli Regal Ben Ashuk. Kol Meshach Adlakosu Adayim Mitzvosu Kehemes V'Nimshach. So the Rosh says, it's like a guy forgot to put on a bracha to put on a talus, or tefillin, or sukkah. Right? So, he can still do it, because it's a Shiyu Mitzvah. Shiyu Mitzvah. So the Rosh seems to compare Ner Chanukah to Tzitzis and Tefillin, Shiyu Mitzvah, son. So by Tzitzis and Tefillin, you can make a bracha after you put it on. Here too. Ain't a Doma the Gamri! You make us aware what's going to be the difference. The Sham Osik be Mitzvah, son, can be out the Lavush. Mitzvah is still on his door. Oh, wait a minute. Every minute is like Tchilas Mitzvah. You took the Mitzvah down. It won't be a mitzvah mikana la'aba. A lulav is still going on. But in Ner Chanukah, the kol shebishas adlaka, hoya bo shemen kashir, afim rega hakach, kovsa ner, hein mutul olav la'adliko, v'yein shum giron b'mitzvah ma'asha eino dolek yoseh, im kenesh lomar, t'mikro'ov v'mitzvasa. That's what I would have said. Since the Rosh puts them together, called the shiur mitzvah, Yesh Loma the Mikri over Lasiyasan. It's derived from the Lashon of the Rosh. Wow. Can you imagine that? He doesn't know anything. It's finished. Maybe it's the Mitzvah's Nimshach. Then he quotes Rabbi Shonim who say that you can always make a bracha after a mitzvah. The Shach in Yoredin quotes from the Ozeruah. So you have a couple of tzirufim. One, you make a bracha on the Hidu. Two, Shiyu Mitzvah over Lasiyasa. Three, make a bracha after Lasiyasa. So there's so many svaras to be made to take a bracha. That's fine to say. But what happens if before you lit the other candles, the first ones went out? Then these things don't necessarily apply. So then you should sell me brachas love on that kind of case. Adkan, Kivege, Madura, Tinyana, Simen, Yud, Gimel. Simon Yudkin. What's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that there are those who say they should make a bracha on a Hidur. Now, I showed you once before inside, if you recall, in the Machtis HaShekel, Tuf Resh Ayin Vav, who attributes it to a Tshuva Saramba. That's the way he read the Ramba. We shall see momentarily. The Machtis HaShekel in Tuf Resh Ayin Vav. Very beginning, the second paragraph. I am Ashkav Safti Sov Simon Tuf Resh Nun Aleph. The Magen Avraham refers you here in Tuf Resh Ayin Vav, but he wrote in Tuf Resh Nun Aleph 25 Simon earlier. It's true, it's there. Rabbi Avraham quotes the Shuvah Saramba Per Ador Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, and the way he quotes it. In Bishar Sher Hidlik Ner Rishon Hoysa Kavanos Lahadlik Acherim. Ain't so levark. For birech v'hidlik v'chakach nizdamdolol neiris, mevorach b'chol pa'am. Mashpadim hoyhidlik to the prachta shekel, rak neirechot ki lo hoya lo yosef, lo hoyodeh shevi lo yosef, lo nizkam b'chos lo kiyim al neirechot, shemevil lo achakach yosef neiris, tzorach shuv levarech. Kev lo nizkam v'fadim v'biruch ha-rishonam, chidu shevi enai, kev v'nigam mitzvah neirishu v'esom, kev kvo kiyim ha-mitzvah shidu g'arishim, lo mevorach shuv al neiris ha-chayiris, Mahadrin. The answer is it's different than other Mahadrins. Other Mahadrins are both saying it's just, you know, you make it a little bit nicer. Here it is a very well defined Mahadrin, which is accepted by all Klal Yisrael to do with Chanukah for various reasons. Some say the whole miracle is Behidr, so we do this Behidr, etc., etc., etc. This is what's found over here in this Machtis HaShekel, quote from the Magen Avraham, again, the Tafresh Nun Aleph, from the Tshuva Saramba. Did the Rama really say it? Probably not. I'll be intellectually honest. Probably not. The Nishmas Adam and Chayadam, Klal Kufam Chesiv Aleph, the Rambam is talking about two bottom mechuyavim, not mahadrin. Two houses are mechuyav. There's an ikir achiyav, not a mahadrin. So it's probably not a totally accurate source. But look, they have a drum, and the pashas understood it that way. The machzor shekel understood it that way. The Rambam himself never meant it. It's still a source. Still a source. Okay. It's interesting, Rabbi Bosai, the Rabbi Kivager quotes Orchas Chaim that you do make a bracha. We read it before. He didn't have it in mind. Against the Pri Chodosh, quotes the same Orchas Chaim and says you don't make a bracha. So Rabbi Kivager was right. Because Rabbi Kivager is right. Fine. Ah, you don't normally make a bracha on. I'll give an example. Think about, you have Masechta Shabbos. Let's open Masechta Shabbos. That's an example from our own Masechta. A parent which you're probably not going to have a chance to even look at too much. Rabbi Lezer de Mila. It's all like Bris Mila. So you look on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tana Rabbanan, the second line. Hamol Kof Machu Osim Bemila Chosel Ben Atzitzin and Machman Es Hamila Ben Atzitzin Shem Machman Es Hamila Pirish Atzitzin and Machman Es Hamila Chosel Atzitzin Shem Machman Es Hamila Eino Chosel. Part of the Bris Mila, that is, it's not Ma'akev. Not ma'akev, okay? Fine. So tzitz and shenem ma'akev, Rabbosai, you said you don't have to go back. When is that? On Shabbos or during the week? Oh, Rashi says shenem ma'akev at ena chozer. Tavik ha'schala b'chayatzva. Val elu lo nidna l'chalas ha'shabbos. Hanikotonik l'tzorche mila afilu tzitz and shenem ma'akev chozer aleim kol zman shel pirish. This is how Rashi understands it. This is correct, Rabbi Osai. During the week, what would you say? You should go back. You make a bracha, and you go back. It's the mitzvah, of Mila. Well, maybe we can find it in the back. In the back, it says to look at Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Reish Samach Vav Siv Beis. That's what it says there. I'm trying to give you as much see what you ever can. Here we go. Page Mem Dalet.
No.
I feel the Pirish calls her out, sits in a Machlin. Hainem nisha me'or or achov arov gova shal Torah afilu b'mokom echad she'enem akvim him lo pirish chozer him pirish eino chozer. It's quoted l'halach. The Rambam holds eino chozer even during the week. That's a famous briskrov piece on Nichos Chanuk of all places. He compares one to the other. I'm not going to go into El Shtigl Torah, which many people don't like, about the Rambam's Lishitoso. You don't go back to Shem Akhmed even during the week. That's why I have to only one person by the old lady candle, because once one guy finishes, you get another guy. Not everyone agrees with that Shtickle Torah of the Brisker Rav, but it's a famous piece. Oh. But now, we say as follows. You don't make a bracha on Tzitzin Shem Akhmed. That's for Shona. For Shona. You wouldn't make a bracha. Now, what page were we in? Came back maybe too early. Okay. Unfortunately, not every siman is in here. I can't show it to you. And Nichos Mila, you got an impression you would not make a bracha on Tzitzin She'enem Akhmin. Wouldn't make a bracha. Nechayim is unique. Unique. Special version. Right? Fine. It's interesting. The Ravan says you make a bracha lih hadlak ner, not aladlakas ner, because every ner is included in the bracha. So you make a bracha on them as well. That's what the Shevet Alevi says. Okay? Now the Prima Godim asked the Kasha, if that's the case, haneru salalu should be a hefsek. We saw I thought a minute ago. When did you say? When did you start Ne'er Salol yesterday? After eight candles, after one candle, after one. That's the minute that we have. So what? But it should be a shahar of hefsek. If the bracha goes on the heater, so it's a shahar of hefsek. Wow. Wow. Interesting, Charlotte. Hold on. Take a look over here in the Taz Tofresh Ayin Vav Sif Katan Hey. Siv Dalit, you have a Mishnah Berurah on Siv Dalit. Acha Shehidlik Omer Aneres Alolo, etc. We saw it in the Masechta Sofrim. Part was quoted in the Kofet Nisan we saw yesterday. And the Taz Rashal Shut Simin Pehe. Acha Adlakas Arishin Shuiker Yom Aneres Alolo. Vigim Adlakas Biosha Yom Aneres Alolo. Tzarechian says the Mishpatozo and Atas. The Ben Abroch of Adlokas, their region also the Aftikalom and Erasalalu, Kenish Loma, the Broch of Kolan Eriskoi, Kamoshin Nirmi, Mashakotsim, and Rambo, Shimim, Shimim, Yosef, Simon Tarab, and Lidik, Achakach, and Mavorek, Mashim, Lokiman, Sutol, and Baruch Shanis, and Kane, Masha Broch of Koya Kolan Eris, Veloma Yashim, and Broch of Adlokal Shan Eris. Why? Why? He says, someone who lights, someone who waits like all the candles, and then in the Eslolo, is Shapir Dami. The answer the Mephoshim give is, Haneva Salolo is not some extraneous recitation. It's all about the Halam Odor. You mentioned this already yesterday, and even a little last week. Mitzvahs, their Chanukah is not the same as a Makkah. You have a house with a roof, not, it's neutral. No. You're supposed to put yourself into a situation. You have a bias to have the halal and odor for their Chanukah. Sanei Rasalalu is integral. But even though it's integral, we try our best not to be mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. This is found in Hilchos Suda, in Kuf Samach Zayin Sivov, and in Hilchos Bdikas Chametz. And you once you start. It's mutar lechatchila to be masik the main yana. That's what we do. Aneres Halolo is the main yana after we start it. Before we start, it's not. Even if it's, you know, you need it right now, only with the yevan al lechatchila. Okay, Rabbosai? A number of other very important things we're almost halfway through the shir. It's those Chanukah. Tomorrow we go back to Tzot, no matter what.
When multiple people are lighting in family with
5 or 6
kids,
so yeah.
Everybody should say the
bracha
at the same time. That would
ignore Sarah and Aaron Kalalu. I don't think anyone does that. The Minig Yisrael is when there's more than one menorah, everyone lights straight. And the last one is lighting, I think you say Aaron Kalalu, what was it? I say Aaron Kalalu 5 times. That's crazy. I don't think anyone does that. Not one that I know about does that. I never did that.
Everybody should say the bracha separately still?
That's how we do. That's how I grew up. Everyone made their own bracha. That's Aruch HaShulchan assumed that. The guy in Masechta says bracha levatala. If nobody makes their own bracha, there's no bracha levatala problem. Why that was clear to the minute.
Why can't they say the bracha at the same time?
You're right.
Everybody say their own bracha.
It could be. It could be done. But that's not the minute of Yisrael, to my knowledge. I'm asking you, unless you've seen it in your own house. Everybody makes bracha, that's how you do it. Wow. Everyone makes the bracha at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a great minute. You too? Wow. Wow. Huh? I never.
We're not so progressive.
Some progressive things are very good. I'm not against everything progressive.
What's the downside?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
You must be
Amen. I'm not part of the Amen group. I'm not going to worry about that. It's a good question. Wow. We mentioned yesterday Rabbi Kivega Sakasha from Tufresh, look it up, Tufresh Ayin Dalad Mogan Aram Aleph. Just to chaz a brief here. Kivega is assumed that if the fellow makes the bracha later, not your minik. Has a kavana shalolotes. Says over here in the Ramon. V'nogu l'hachem b'ner eschanika shlo l'hazik afili b'ner l'ner. You know the Gemara says this one, huh? V'ikar v'tzvos lo eino l'ner echon. Hashar eino l'mitzvah kol kach. So there's a lower level. Says there, Mogan Avraham, this is a total of 7 words. Kolomar, The b'ner echos sagi l'chol b'nei habayis. That's all he says. What does he mean? He says a levushe srod anat long l'avram. Rama says most of the holok is not ikra mitzvah. It's enough to have one. Kebelayla rishona shekol echad b'nei habayis ein amalik rak echad. Him comes the neighbor shall echad level or yemutu lahazik miner shall chavero. Kachos of Magan Avram, the Medina nereshu beso kavuvur bereshimim tara. So the first person to lit, that's the only candle mikiradin. But according to Mickey Vegas, it's not true. And kavana shall lotes. They're all mikiradin. They're all the fundamental. They're all the core mitzvah. Nothing is mahadrin. That's the kasha that Rabbi Kiveger asks. The simple answer is the Magen Avraham Lushitaso, make a bracha on Hidur. And he said it's in the Tov Reish Nun Aleph, it's quoted in Rakh Fashegel Tov Reish Ayin Vav. The Magen Avraham is Lushitaso. No problem. Yenamaskavin Shalolotzes. Even though he holds it would work, he quoted the Maril, but that's not Aminic. Some suggest something interesting. Opposites of each other. What's Pshat HaMahadrin? This maybe impacts on your suggestion. I mean, what's Pshat HaMahadrin? Some want to say, Rabbi Osai, that Mahadrin is only B'davka after you were Yotze. You're already Yotze, and now I'm doing Mahadrin. Rav Kavana Shalala says, it's Takanat Mahadrin. Wow! Opposite, right? Mahadrin is only, Rabbi Osai, if you already were Yotze, now I'm doing Mahadrin. Mahadrin is icing on the cake. There's no cake, there's no icing. Who eats icing without cake? Don't answer that question. You're not supposed to eat icing without cake. Okay? So, yeah. It's not going to happen. That's what some suggest. Kivegas says the other way around. The Hebrew is everyone's Yotze by himself. It's Kavana Shlolosis. From one extreme to the other. And we saw that some say Kavana Shlolosis does not work. So Chobas Abayis. Fine. Fine. Okay. What about a chashad? The Rant says no bracha on chashad. It's a posh pshat in the Ramah. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Ches. It's a simple pshat. There chashad. The Madnik, page 280. The Madnik, with base batim, base psochem, ain't a mavorah, part of the echad man. We shayna madnik below brocha. Now, but that's not so compelling. Because one can argue the only time that's true is you already relied upon the brocha that you made in the first place. So then that counts for the mokum chashab. Otherwise, you would have to make a brocha on chashab. Not completely clear. It's complicated. No. Can't answer the question fully now. Now I both say, we're down to the last half an hour or so of the Shira Kanaka. We will say a shtickl Torah. I think it's very important. Yes?
Can I repeat when we're talking about
the Chashad?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says no bracha on Chashad. What could be more clear than that? Well, let's look at the Ran again. See, it's some say the Ran doesn't mean that. Page Chav Zion, is that the page? It's on page Chav Zayin, the end of the narrow lines on the left. Mishteruchos mefarshinim migvara da'ayin mishtam v'shem chashoda divnei masa tezimden de chalfi ba'evelob chalfi ba'varmina kiyecha del halo ba'adak v'idach l'ayin ma'adak u'mistabra keiva de'ein ma'adak ala v'shem chashoda lo mevorech. Now the next three words. Elo achad pischa. So, I like to say it means no bracha chashad, period. Others say no! The chashad window was covered by the bracha in the other window. If you would have made, if you only place it only because of the chashad, maybe you would have to make a bracha. That's why it's not complete.
Well, how can you make something that's not your
case? So, some want to say that there are many other cases in Shas where chazal made chashad and you made a bracha on the chashad. Shechitas ben pekua. I'm not going into all the problems. I want to focus now for the last part of the shiur on the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Hilchos Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Hashad Amina Hadlakos Se Mitzvah Hadlika Cheresh Ad Bekotim Lohasav Lo Klum. Isha Vare Madlika Avashu Ben Levi Nashchamas Ben Hachanaga She'af Ein Hoyu Ba'Osor Anes. Sure. What can be more clear? Now open to the Mr. Brewer Tof Reish Ayin Hay. Which is mind-boggling. Tof Reish Ayin Hay. Sif Koton Tes. The first white line of page 288. Ayin Mitzvahs Ola Shmuel Simon Kuf Hay. Till the Dad Shemadlikin Kolecha Lefnei Atzmo. Nikom Agom. Isha ain't a tzvichal adik. I'm not tfelos la anoshim. Oh my goodness! I always call it politically incorrect. What I recommend is you look up the Ola Shmuel. I don't know if you can get it online, or Google Books, or I don't mean this minute, or what's it called, Otzer HaChochma, and see exactly what he says. I'm going to tell you a pshat. At the end, you look it up to tell me if the pshat is correct or incorrect. It's a little complicated. What means tefelos la anoshim? Shem rotzis la hadlik mevorchos. Tavik ha mitzvah sasejas man garama tichos mevorch. Ukshenish mebayis tavik isha kshiravi bas chiyuva ubebrocha. Stop. Then he talks about suma. Suma is complicated again. Beshachem dolgen yimishan bepruta. That's the best thing. If he has a wife, she should light. He's all by himself. He should light with someone else's help. He should make a bracha because some say he can't see it. That's not. That's what she calls it, the Shara Tshuva. Discussion. Lo Yevarach.
Even for the Lahadlik Nevracha?
One more time?
Even for the Lahadlik Nevracha?
That's what it sounds like. Again, it's quoted from the Shara Tshuva. Don't see it here. Somewhere. Pasha Pshah is that way. So Shaila, see, can someone else do it preferably? Anyway, back over here. So what does it mean? When is my grammar? It's not true. I've been hired by also my niece. Edot Mizrach. Do not make a bracha, women as man gerama, kayadua. Because that's the psak of the Rambam and the Machaber. Ravadja goes to town about this against the people trying to Ashkenaze the Sephardic women. He yells about it. So do you mean, tell me to quote the minig, I don't mizrach, if you hold this Ola Shmuel, I'm not sure if he's an Ashkenazi or Sephardi. Look that up and tell me who he came from. I think he's an Ashkenazi, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not sure. I take that back, I'm not sure. So if that's the case, then women would not make a bracha according to the minhag the Machab and the Rambam. It's only Zman Garama. What? Sounds mind-boggling, no? Sounds crazy. But what does it mean, Tfelos? So on both sides, if you saw the Maramakomas, somebody now you finished Maramakomas on the Hanukkah. The last Maramakom was the Yote Dofer. It wasn't in Hilchos Chanukah. It wasn't. I want to look it up. Hilchos Megillah. Tov Reish Pei Tes. Siv Beis is the last Maamar. Page 306. Says a Chaber. V'yesh omim sh'anoshim einan motzias es ha'anoshim in Megillah. Even though by Megillah it also says, afen ha'yub also an ace. As is well known, Megillah d'Avdalit. Ramah v'yesh omim, furthermore, im isha kora le'atzma v'varechas v'shmoa Megillah, she'na chayev es b'kriya. Whoa! It's only chayev in shmiya, not in kriya. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Why should it be that way? Afen ha'yub also an ace. She would be the same as a man. He's chayev in kriya. She should be chayev. Why should she limit it to shmi only? How do you explain this? So let me first tell you what the classical Sfarim say. I'll tell you what I say. The classical Sfarim say that her level of obligation is lower. That's why she cannot read for the man. What does that mean, lower? Well, some say, you know, a woman's on the Chayim HaDerabonin. I've been a Bosonez. And a man, although Megillah is not written in the Torah proper, it's written in Nach. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's a higher level. Some say Sveg HaLechumen, like a Darais in that respect. So her Chiyav is simply not as high as his. He's high, he's all Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and she's only with the Rabbah. Okay, the Torah Yavin says that. Very nice. Very beautiful Terence. Much more recent Gedolim, 100 years ago, had more fancier Terutzim. Fancier Terutzim. And they said that a woman is obligated in Mikra Megillah, right? That's Mefurish. But Mikra Megillah contains within it another dimension as well. What's another dimension? Who wants to give a guess? That's, we'll get to that later. Mikra, well, it's not Purim now, but Mikra Megillah contains within it other things as well. Hallel, very good. Mefurish Gemara, Kriyas is a Hilula, otherwise you have to say Hallel. The Mikra is just say Hallel if you don't have a Megillah. What else? That's for sure true, but okay. Well, it's a question. The Vatlan Tower told you make a Megillah. What's the Vatlan? But okay. Nobody else. Mechias HaMalek. Moran suggests if a person, it's, I can show it to you. And Hilkos Pachas Zalcha. Open it up. Yeah, you have it in front of you. It's here already. Pretty sure it's in. What's it? Tov Reish Pei Hei, I'm guessing. Tov Reish Pei Hei. Oh boy. The end of Sifkon of the introductions. It's not my, it's as follows. Umash Masham do Adim Pasha Svayabu Amalek Yotza. Pasha Zav is a Raisa, but Vayabu Amalek is Yotza. So, I mean, why? Tells a story here, but so isn't Megillah tell that story? So the classic, some of the classic Gedolim of 100 years ago. This is found in the Marcheshes. It's found in Abenezer. It's found in a number of other Svarim. The woman's Chayim in Megillah, but she's potter from Hallel or Mechias HaMalek. So she can't be brought to the man. Not that his obligation is literally higher than hers because he's midirei Torah and he's midirei Kabbalah, she's not midirei Rabbana. No, his is wider than this. He has an additional dimension. He's a mechias HaMalek or Hallel. That's what the classics say.
How is the Megillah Meisa
HaMalek? The Megillah discusses how Haman was killed. Almost from my mother, as it says.
But there's Lasha here in the Mishnah Berurah that you could be Yotze with Vayavu Amalek, because that's also Maisa Amalek. And then we also have the Lasha of why do you have Parsha Zachar before Purim, because it's to be so make Maisa Amalek to Maisa Hamalek, which sounds like it's two different.
Correct. It's not exactly, but close enough. You're right. The question's a good question. Back to our end. But the question that becomes, I guess, all three. Why is one called Shmiya, one's called Kriya? All three answers don't answer this question. She's a lower level. I hear she has a higher level of Chiyuv, either higher or broader. But Shmiya Kriya, what's it doing? So here, I'd love to show you, but I can't. The Avnei Nezer is the Yisod Godel, and that's what I'm basing myself on. Avnei Nezer, even though at the end he veers off to a different way, but. Adonaisis is as follows. What's Pirsumei Nisa, Rabbi Simon? Pirsumei Nisa means you're publicizing the miracle. You're making it famous, right? Correct? Pirsum, famous. Famous is only if everyone can figure it out. Something which is famous to all the Tamina Chachamim, that does not suffice. There aren't enough of us to go around. More before something than that. Said Avnei Nezer, you go to a shul on Purim, he doesn't say these words, and pull the people on the way out of Shul. Did you fulfill the mitzvah together? Yes. You're the Bakari? Well, they answer you.
I heard it.
Good enough. What's the correct answer? I read it. You read it? I thought I heard another voice. That's because in this room was full of Tamil Chacham. You all know the answer to the question because you all Baruch Hashem. But the average person does not know about this. It says Abnezer, for Pesume Nisa, it cannot be Kriya. Impossible. Not everybody knows that you read it. Must be Shmir. So what emerges, I'm saying now, different than Abnezer at this point, is that a woman is potter from Mikra Megillah. It's a Zman Gerama. She's only chayav what I will call the Persume Nisa aspect of Mikra Megillah. What's that? Shmiya. Because it's everyone knows that I heard the Megillah. Only the love to know that I said the Megillah Shemei Kona. Atkan. So by Hanukkah, I want to make the following similar suggestion. Just for example, go to a place, and there's a husband and a wife, they're a wonderful couple, and they finish lighting the candles, they come out to shul, to the street. Oh, Mr. and Mrs., have you fulfilled the mitzvah of Hanukkah? Oh, yeah. Who lit? Mr. And what did Mrs. do? In today's world, that's a delicate question. What did Mrs. do? So what do you think the average Mrs. would say?
I listened.
Not just that I listened. What else did I do? I saw. I listened to the brachas, that's true. I saw the neiris. So I want to suggest that re'iyah is to nechadaka what Shmia is to the Megillah. What's the correct answer that the woman should have given? Nerish Umeso, especially Ishtagagufo. That's what should have answered. But the other answer, most people say, I listened, I saw, I watched. That's what's the first one. That's why he makes us and Nisim on the Re'iyah Saneris, because it's the Re'iyah which is the Pesume Nisa. The same as it's the Shmiya, which is the Pesume Nisa of the Megillah Sesim. You'll tell me, I can't be right. Because the third place was the Apen and the Moshe Anes. What's that?
Kalakosis.
Nope. It's Svei Din over there too.
The Rav Yom connects
them. Come to the Rav Yom. Rav Yom is a very important Rav Yom. The Brisker Rav in the Sefer and the Rambam explains, yes! The Gemara of Pesachim, that Kufches and Vezah called the Girsus or Rifa Rambam. There are two cases. Listen carefully, Rabbi Osai. It's way before Pesach. It's just the second day of Teves. And it's the Shana Buberis. A long way to go, but all right. Once Kufas Tevis started, you know it's already Kufas Tevis is the Tkuva just before Tkuvas Nisan. Well, that was happening 4 months, not 3 months away. But second of Tevis is important. Rabosai says the Gemara. There are two concepts. One is called Arbakosis, and one is called Cherus. And if you drink all four cups of wine in one shot, which we do not recommend, in the Cherus Yotza. In the Abacosis Loyos. Let me. Drinking is a sign of freedom. So, you drink four in a row, it's the biggest sign of freedom, if you ask me. I don't advise it. I'm too free, Rahman of the sun. Slow. That's, if you drink four, Shusam of Asachas, in the Cheres Yotzah, the Abacosis Loyos. Because the Gemara is in Psachim. That these four cups were all nitkan on particular brachas. What are they? Let's review quickly. This is from last year. Kiddush, Agada, benching, and halal. And what if a person had an inferior wine? Shvacha maisis. Inferior wine. Shasan chai was undiluted. But we don't have the shvacha wine. Says the Gemara, Yidei abakosis yotza, Yidei cheres lo yotza. he had the four cups together with the Kiddush and the Haggadah and the benching and the Halal, he fulfilled the core mitzvah of what? Of Abakaisis. The Cheres, the show is, you gotta have good wine for Cheres. Shvach HaMaisis doesn't show any Cheres. Forgive me, grape juice from Chila. Ask me, it doesn't sell so much Cheres. I mean, you know, the postman say you're allowed to use it. They bring a rye from. I prefer wine. You can't have too much. If you can't take it, get Rashi wine. That's almost like water. It's 5% alcohol. Some of that.
Why
is that here? Chutz Ephes. It has a zing or something. Some alcohol in it. But I get some of this carbonate stuff. That's you know, it makes a little bit more, but it goes down like soda. Wine soda. It's very small alcohol levels, but people enjoy it. Okay, fine. I'm not a fan. Again, at my table, many people use grape juice because they can't handle the wine, and the post can say it's good enough. My Rebbe held it was good enough. Only Rebbe Moshe didn't like it. It's not Derech Harris, come on. Anyway, Kiddush. Oh, but all this is Abakaisis. No. I use, full confessions, I use wine for Kiddush. Dafka. I mean, in my house, whatever I can outside, it's a matter of my own boss. Why? Because the Sefer HaChinuch says, in the midst of Kiddush, it should be Ma'orer Misamech. For Yain is Samach, and he gives you a little, Ma'orer. Grape juice just doesn't do it. Let's be real. Havdalah, I always make a grape juice. For two reasons. Havdalah, that make you happy. But then once the song one of those tapes, Shabbos is going away, and I have to be sad, but Shabbos is going away. Plus, I may have to drive, and I don't want to have any alcohol in my mind. I'm driving. You know, no pluk, so I make Havdalah on grape juice. So Kiddush, and why? Anyway, back over here. I get Shabbos on Shabbos too, that's the problem. They say of Shmuel Salant, who was the Moradas of the old Yerushalayim, they got a million Shilas. It's written in the Svarim. He, after Marv on Seder night, he quickly made the Seder in half an hour, and I did that. No thing. And went to sleep to wake up to answer all the Shilas. You sleep half an hour, you answer the Shilas, you have to have the four cups of wine. How fast can you leave all the stuff? You know, yeah, something you have to say. But a lot of stuff is not ma'akev, so he didn't express. Kach shamati. Karasi. Anyway, back. So it seems to me, if I'm right, and you follow the same pattern, what is a woman chayavin?
Shmiah.
Well, that's not chayavin. Shmiah's Megillah. Re'iyah's Aneiris. And? Not necessary. She's chayav in what? In shtias arba koises derech cheirus. It's a tremendous machlokes. A woman chayav in the midst of sipri tzias betrayim. That's what one day. Blinana. So yes. So it's one. I think the Beis Dovid says no. Potter. So yes. How can he potter? It's mafurish the chayav in arba koises. So you have to say that God. Loi. Maybe they're only chayav in the Pesume Nisa aspect of Abakosis, like by the Megillah and the Chanukah, and therefore they can drink up four cups in one shot and be yotze. You and I can't, because we have an additional basic mitzvah of Abakosis, which is the Zman Grama. We're in Potter from that. She's Potter from Kriyas Megillah, she's Potter from Adlokas Haneris, she's Potter from Abakosis Al Seder. Only chayav in the respective Pesume Nisa aspects, namely, Shmiya, Re'iya, Derech Eris.
Why then? It's my girl on the day started. Only now she's chayav for Shmiya. Just like she's potter from the Sibur Mitzvah's
concern, she should be potter from Shmiya, which is totally not. It's an exception, because Afin Hayav also an ace. Afin Hayav also an ace is an exception.
The other Pia, it's only told us, telling us that she's chayav.
And the Pesuma needs to ask, but in all three cases, you correctly quote Rav Yom. The Rav Yoh proved to my point of view. The Rav Yoh says, you know, everyone knows the Bahag, Balachos Gedolah, says when it comes to the beginning, we just saw it, women are chayiv only in Shmir, not in Kriya. And I looked in the Mahag. I looked in two places, he writes. I looked in Hilchos Ner Chanukah, and I looked in Hilchos Abakos, and I didn't find anything. What was I looking for? A 49er? He's prospecting for gold, for diamond. What's he looking for? He's looking for someone to say that the Rabbi Yoh, that the Mahag applies is here too. If you're like the other Tzvarim, it's the question of what? Amalek, with the Kabbalah, with Halab, you're looking. No, it's the unifying principle. In all three of Osai, there's Shmia and there's Kriya, I mean, all the equivalent. The woman's Chayiv only in Shmia and in Kriya, presumably Sath, but not the rest of it. So you could therefore look and see that she Chayiv and Hadlaka. The answer to the Allah Shmuel is no! That's why women are Tfeilas Banashim. Because the women, men are chayiv in adlock, and women only chayiv in re'iyah. And that's why they had a minig not to do a mahadrin. Not doing ishtuk a gufa. It's all women, single girls. Why? Mahadrin, if you're chayiv in adlock, there's mahadrin. Women are only chayiv in re'iyah. There's no mahadrin. Yes? Correct. Slowly, slow. Very good. Excellent. Let's look at the Gemara. Open the Gemara again. That's why we started the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. What did it say? Hidlika cheresh ad avakot and lo asav lo klum. Ish avadim adlika amr shub and levi no shem chas v'nei chanek ha shavim amas v'neis. It's quite clear from the Gemara. She can be madak for whom? For whom? For whom, Rabbi Osai? For everybody, right? For the whole household. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Torah Resh Ayin Hey, Sif Gimel. We came from originally. Torah Resh Ayin Hey, Sif Gimel. Isha Madlekas Ner Chanukah, Shavi Chayevas Ba, as opposed to Cheresh of Bekotlin, Los Lokum. V'yesh Misha Omer, Bekotlin Shigia Lechinuch, Mutter. Whoa. Says the Mishabur Yud Gimel, he never left your masha, saw some of the Machabah, and some entire pots of base. The cotton is no good for the Megillah, masha with the Lemaise, and this book, she caught in Yochel, the Hotsi, about the Gosel, the Gdol, and Achroine. The Mechila of Achroine, what about Yosef Karo? Have you heard of him? Of Yosef Karo, he wrote in Megillah, it's no good, and here in Chai, he has two days, because the one day it is good. Why the distinction between Nechanik on the one hand and Megillah on the other hand? What's the answer, Rav Osser? Now you should know the answer. Spent the whole week on this topic. What's the answer, Rav Osser? Correct. My Rebbe gave the answer. Chanik is ner ishu beso. When it comes to personal obligations that totally depend on the person, then you have to be the same level of chiyuv. And a kotlin is the low level of chiyuv. Even if this is the Rabbanan, it's a double the Rabbanan, it's a low level, it's a single the Rabbanan, fine. That's why Megillah, forget about it. Not even a chance. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's a chance. You know why? Ner Ishu Beso. Ner Ishu Beso. Oh. So the question becomes, what do you do with the Sugas HaGemara, the Isha Vare Madaka, that told you it's Chayven Adlaka? No, my Rebbe said. All that proves is that her candle, in Brisker language, has a shame Ner Chanukah on it. And why does it have a shame Ner Chanukah on it? I'm explaining. Because she's Chayiv and Riya. Chayiv and Riya, so he has to light a candle. She's all by herself, in order to see the candle. You can't see a candle if you didn't light the candle, if you're all by yourself. That's her Chayiv. Chayiv is Riya. And she's Madlika in the following sense. Her Ner has a shame Ner Chanukah. She's in the parsha, as we call it. Why she's in the parsha? Because she has to see the Nera, so she's in the parsha. As opposed to cheresh of the cotton, it's out of the parsha. What about a cotton shigil lechinuch? 2 days. I'm a gilah, no 2 days. A gilah is a chovas gavar, totally. The lower level. But here, Kubit is a shame, Ner Chanukah, even a cotton gilah, he knows what he's doing. So you can't be both to me in the Megillah, but in the Chanukah perhaps yes. Why is this a critical yisod? If you thought about what I said until now, there's a contradiction internally. I started off at the Bahag,
that a woman cannot light, excuse me, cannot read the Megillah for a man. Yet the Gemara seems to say on the Klar, Ishta Vali Madliga, which in simple level means she can light for a man as well. She can light for a man as well. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if a woman is only chayav in the pesukim aspect, how could she light for the man? What's the answer? What's the answer?
There
is your beis again, exactly. The same with the cotton shegiyah lechinuch. My Rebbe said, "Pshat, why can he light this for a gadol? Why? Not a chovas gavra, only chovas habayis. According to one opinion, his nair as mashmos, it's meaningful as a shem nair chanukah. So to by the woman, that's the contrast of chersh of the bekadon. Her candle is considered nair chanukah. She's chayv in riyah, and once that's true, it's a chovas habayis. It's fine." Megillah is no good because the Chovas Gavra. Yes?
Shouldn't there be two dads about the woman just like there's two dads about the Katan then? Why
is
Isha, Pasha, and the Katan?
No, very simple. Because Isha is a Gemara. Isha is a Malik. Katan, the Pasha, and the Gemara, Katan is no good.
But what meaning as far as that if you're in the Parshas, then have the Chovas
Gavra? No, they're two different things. The woman is a Bas Mitzvah. She's Chayavas and Tariak Mitzvahs, whatever she's Chayavin. And then even though she's partly from Zman Gro, including the core mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Halakas Ner Chanukah was suggesting, but her Ner has significance that she's Chayav Medina, Medina Mamet, she's Chayav to do something in Chanukah. I love Korea, but she does do something. A Kotan, not Chayav to do anything. No Chiv, he's a Kotan, he's not by mitzvah, he's not Chayav anything. He's not so much in the Parsha. Only one day in the Mechaba, he's taken out of the Parsha. There's no shame Ner Chanukah until he turns 13. That's the answer. Yeah.
Can we clarify just why still even the narrative based earlier you're saying is only still in a certain limited aspect of the field? So why the Adi mostly a husband and everything? What do we think she only chayv in the Re'iyah? That's for even with
she is chayv in the Re'iyah, but in order to have a Re'iyah, you have to have a when she's by herself, she requires a Adlaka to have a Re'iyah. We saw that yesterday in Tofresh Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel. You live amongst the Goyim. So you have to light a Ner Chanukah in order to be able to see the Ner Chanukah. So the woman has that obligation. It's in the parasha. So a Ner is meaningful. Once it's meaningful. So on both sides, everyone has found so far? Everyone got the whole piece?
The,
yeah.
The focus by the company, whether he can on the
whether he has his Ner has a Shem Ner Chanukah or not.
If it would be then, even though he's not higher himself, but since he's been himself, then
correct.
He's
in the parasha.
In the parasha.
Right? That's the question. Yes or no? 2 days. Okay. 2 days. The woman's zipper in the parsha. Oh. There's a problem, Rabosa. Oh. But this is the case, we understand quite well why he claims that the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is fundamentally a mitzvah sensation as man grama. And the only reason you can make the bracha is why? Why? Because women can make it as man grama. A Sephardi woman, not so simple. She's not chayv in adlaka as such. She may be chayv if she's by herself do adlaka for the sake of a re'iyah. Does he make a broch on that? Not completely clear. That's the lack of clarity over here. So now I want to end the shiur, almost out of time, with a question. Tough, fresh, pay test, in bays again. I'll read you from this sefer so you can look it up later on. Give you the page number.
I'm
Mordechai. Yeah.
Which are on Shabbos?
No, I say the Moed. Page Kuf. You need to remember. Page Kuf. Oh. So it seems to me that although the Mishnah Berurah quotes Ola Shmuel, says he only makes Al Zman Gerama, that's not the Minhag Ola. I think even Sephardi women, what they do, would make with the way they own bracha. And maybe the reason is as follows. That since she's required to light her own menorah when she's in a desert island in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah, so therefore the hadlak itself is considered to be a mitzvah. That's a chiddush. You make a hadlaka. For this reason, if you ask me, in Tuf Reish Pei Tes, the Mechaber says, "Yesh Omim Shanoshim Ein Motzias Esau Anoshim." Only the Ramah says they make a different bracha of the Shmua Megillah.
Why didn't Maran Bet Yosef say that a woman who reads the Megillah should say Lishma Megillah? Say La Mikra Megillah. The Maran, why did he say it? The Mechaber is supposed to say Yesh Omrim. The only Chayef in Shmir, I said the Mefarshim explained the Bahag, so he should have said that a woman makes the Lishma Megillah. Bifrat, that according to Maran Bet Yosef, you cannot volunteer to make a bracha on Zman Giram. You could have said like this: the woman is chayv only in Shmir. She's not chayv in Kriya, but she's going to do Kriya. The same way she does Lulav and Shofar and Sukkah, she makes a bracha. Not according to Maran.
She can't hear without reading it.
That's the answer. It's a can't hear without reading. Let her make a bracha on the reading. She can't see without lighting. Make a bracha on the lighting. So I want to suggest a little bit different than the Ola Shmuel. Enochem and the Tfelos, they only have the Chiyuv of Riyah and not of Hadlacha, but the bracha is the same as everyone else's bracha. It's not just the Zman Garamba, which would Sephardi women couldn't make. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be a Hechsher Mitzvah?
It's more than Hechsher Mitzvah. It's the same time. It's not Hechsher, it's like some prep. You dig out a shofar, you build a sukkah. This is much more than that.
If she's in a nursing home and she knows she can't light, so she, I mean, I don't know if a non Jew will have light.
Doesn't matter. There's no chivriya for chidikul chashvak. No, it's not an Chanukah. Oh, from both sides, I have only one final question. Why do the Rambam say that you make a bracha l'shmo Megillah? Let her volunteer to do Kriya, or Shomei Kona, which is Kriya, and make a bracha, Mr. Sej Magrola. Ooh, that's a real kasha. The Mechaber, we understand, but I gave a shtickle. We had to explain why, according to the Mechaber, the Pshuto, she makes Amikah Megillah, but even though you cannot make a bracha on Zman Garama, so we gave you a teretz that she has to read in order to be able to hear. Not the shoes on the other foot. The Ramah holds on the Shema Megillah. Why? He holds you can volunteer to do Shofar, Lulav, and Sukkah, make a bracha, and about then do Kriyas and Megillah, make a bracha.
She is
being
Yotze Bracha. The Baal Kori is saying a bracha.
He'll say there's no Baal Kori, she's reading herself, or someone's reading for her, she's making the bracha herself. Ramah is making the Shema Megillah. Why? No, I understand, but she can volunteer. So my humble opinion is, this is already a little bit delicate, my humble opinion is as follows. The Umetakein to say Lishmo Megillah to emphasize that her obligation is Tfelos La'anoshim. It's different than the man's. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? Next thing you know, a woman's going to read the Megillah for a man. I know of what I speak, Rabosai. I'll tell you an interesting story. I'll end with a story. Many years ago, they told me to a certain shul, won't mention the name of the shul, that a woman read the Megillah for a man. So that was Malamed Zchus. So it must have been Purim night. If you look at the table in Mikroi Kodesh, she says, if you hold like the three classical Mefarshim, that the reason why a woman cannot read for a man is either because it's a Divrei Kabbalah, it's only by day, Halal, only by day, Amalek, maybe only by day. So he writes at the bottom of notes, so that maybe according to them, a woman can read for a man by night. So I figured that I was well, even according to the Bahak, only by day not, but by night is okay.
Why is she
So when I said over that someone's by mitzvah, it was that time. I said, but in my opinion, the way I am shot, it will work even by night. Turned out it was by day. It started off with a separate women's Megillah reading. That's how things always start. Women for women. Even though it says it's from, it shouldn't do either. Mishnah Berurah, it was from. Next thing, before he turned around, didn't take that long. It's a really serious problem. It's 2 days of Mechaba, and we'll be laughing at everybody. I want to just end by reading the Rav Yoaz Lashon, because I have it written down over here. Hod Amina Isha Vadi Madlekas of Yeshuva Levi, Noshim Chayavas Bin Erchanika, Badakti Ba'alochas Gedolos, Velo Pirish Bamidi. So the Adana Ba'i Ibechada Machta Ika Lefushe with Megillah, Ilo, V'chei Noshim Chayavas Dal Koisis. Klar that the two are related. We'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow we start a whole new sukkah, the sukkah of Sud Shabbos, which Mam Kovah that they were given out a while ago already. Hope you're ahead of the game.